You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So this is something that's pretty cool. Just saw a picture. So last night, WWE Money in the Bank pay-per-view was in Las Vegas. Okay. The Cavs stopped in Las Vegas, so all these worlds are colliding, if you think about it. The wrestlers were out in Vegas. And so there's a picture of the New Day with Kevin Love in the club in Vegas.
They had there's a lot of wrestling appreciation on this team.
I mean, how do I know? This has got to be one of my favorite teams of all time. So, yeah, it's Kofi, Big E, and Xavier Woods with Kevin Love in the background in Vegas. I mean, come on. Does it get any better than this? I don't think so. Don't you dare be sour. Feel the power.
Has any athlete in Cleveland history gone from less popular to more popular in the last 48 hours than Kevin Love?
He's always been on the roller coaster, though.
It's up and
his
down.
Are like, and his peaks and valleys are high and low, respectively.
It was really low after game 4 against the Raptors, then really high after game 5 against the Raptors, then at an all-time low after game 2 against the Warriors, I think.
Oh, man. But you know when I really – because people were killing him after game 5, right? He didn't have a great game in game 5, and I was like, don't even play him. The ovation he got when he was introduced for game 6 at home in the arena was as loud – it was only surpassed by LeBron's. Yeah. It was louder than Kyrie.
Yeah, you almost wonder.
The fans showed him some love.
Do you think it's a vocal minority of people that are really against this guy at points?
Is he
just an easy person to go after when things are down?
Yeah, because I think
the issue with Game 5 was people saw not the best effort. I think that's what bothered the people most after Game 5. And that's what made these last two games for him, even if he was not scoring and getting the numbers he's accustomed to, the effort last night from him was outstanding. And I think that's what people want to see. And you know, maybe people forget that he was coming off a concussion. I mean, this is something that you've got to recover from. And it's no joke of an injury. And he just played his butt off last night. And I think that has further earned his respect. And then the Stone Cold T-shirt doesn't hurt either. That helps in Cleveland.
Oh, it plays very, very well, as it should.
Know your audience.
Very, very well. By the way, ESPN was back in town last night, a new ending to Believe Land on its way. I mean, it turns into just what a great and phenomenal story. All right, let's go back to the phones, 216-578-0850. Do we got Chill Will? Chill Will. What's up, brother?
What up, baby? I was just about to say, they need to go ahead and rewrite Believe Land. I was just about to say that because this is one of the greatest stories ever told. For him to start here, leave, win a championship, come back, and the way the fashion he lost last year, how he was so criticized, come last night, everything comes to a head with the championship after 52 years. It lets the pressure off the Browns, the Indians. That pressure is gone. You know what I'm saying? And it's such a great story to be told. The local guy from here, 73 wins, reigning MVP, plays Kyrie outplayed that guy. Kyrie could have been an MVP.
Absolutely.
Technically.
He wiped the floor with Stinks Curry.
And the defense, that's one thing I want to bring up. People kept criticizing Kyrie for defense. He's like, I want to say Melo, but they only, or even JR, they only play defense when they feel they're going to win. Like Randy Moss, I'm only going to play when I feel we're going to win. But Kyrie, LeBron came, stepped his game up, told you got to do this every night. And he learned. And he beat up Curry by himself on a lot of occasions. Even Love was playing D on Curry. It was great, man. It was great. And only thing I say was with Draymond, I would take him any day. That guy's a gamer. He's from Michigan State. He got a championship pedigree. And I hats off to him. But Curry one trick pony. You got to work on your game, brother. You got to hit the weight room. Other than that, we won, baby. It's time. Let's go, Cleveland.
Cleveland. And you know what? I think it spoke volumes that all Kyrie wanted on that last shot in the postgame was that he wanted Steph Curry on him. Because he knew Steph Curry had no chance at checking him.
Smallest guy on the floor. That's what you want. You want the guy.
But bigger than Kyrie?
Oh, true. I'm talking about the smallest defender on the floor for the Warriors. I think that was a key thing. And it's just, I think even it's like the little things that the Cavs did to get Kyrie, just to get Steph. When you're matched up with him, it's not that you're almost, I know he's probably the worst defender on the floor for the Warriors. He's not a terrible defender, but the more times you're having the ball dribbled at you, the more likely you are to get called for fouls. And I think he, even though it was just a couple minutes, they had to pull him a little early in the second quarter. He had three fouls.
That one where Shump kind of, that was probably a bad call, but you know what? It was a great call.
Yeah, so but those little things add up, and I think that the amount of the way that they were able to get him into foul trouble, and I think that mentally affects how you defend the rest of the game. I think that was just huge, and it's almost, you can't even quantify how many more good looks you got, not just by getting him in foul trouble and getting him off the floor, but also just being in his head and putting it in his head that if he fouls you, he's in trouble and back on the bench.
Yeah, it's unreal. He is a guy who didn't even have five fouls in a game all year, was in foul trouble throughout this playoff run. Let's go to Eugene in Millersburg now. Eugene, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thank you.
Hey, just a shout-out to the Cavs. Good job. I think turning point was when them Warriors were not used to being knocked around like they were.
They were the more physical team in the first two games.
Yeah, I know they were. And that after the fourth game, they just couldn't handle the beating they took that we gave them.
They could not. They couldn't match the intensity, the physicality. I think you're right, Gribbs, that Bogut ended up being a big loss. And the Cavs just absolutely took it to them and did what they had to do. And that's why we wake up today in the city of Cleveland with a championship that just landed about an hour ago right over there, which was certainly an awesome thing to see. Let's go to Freddie in Dayton. Freddie, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, hey, man. You know, I didn't want yesterday to end.
Me neither.
Hey, listen, WKNR, it should be a Cleveland holiday today. And, you know, you guys should just be coming in and out of the office and just shooting the breeze with Cleveland. I mean, you know, instead of the formats, you know. But
we just do what we can in these 2 hours, my friend.
Oh, man, but how can I say this? You know, like, it's only positive in the years to come with the Cavs, because if you can overcome a 3-1 deficit, okay, hey, it's smooth sailing for the next 2-3 years with this team.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, you know, we got a lot more celebrating to do.
Yes, we certainly do. There is much, hopefully, much, much more to come across all the sports. Hopefully this opens up the floodgates for the city of Cleveland. Let's go now to Mel in Cleveland. Mel.
You know,
good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm really happy today. I was not surprised about LeBron James' performance. I've been watching his greatness for years, and it's been a pleasure. But I want to talk about Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving did not only just do a number on Steph Curry. He did a number on Klay Thompson and whoever else they put on him. There were no defense that was going to stop him. He had put the league on notice that he is – don't – when you talk about the top players in the league, do not leave him out. He's right there.
He's the best.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Kevin Love, I was proud of his performance. I was happy to see him bring his game that physical game. He was physical. He was playing defense. He rebounded. He showed what he could do.
He did, and that's what we said. Floor game. That's all we needed. Floor game. It's all you needed from him. Kyrie was going to step up, as the kid said, as the Mamba, and do the scoring. LeBron was going to do absolutely everything. What you needed from Love was toughness, rebounding, and floor game, and he gave that to you.
Yeah, and I think we've talked a lot about how Kevin Love's shortcomings on defense, but I think there weren't many moments in this series where he looked exposed. I think he's never going to be a great defender, but I think he was good enough, and he had, as the announcers kept saying in that second half, they needed him on the floor. I mean, that he, as much as we talked about the times where you pulled him in the fourth quarter because it wasn't the best lineup, him being in your lineup was the best lineup last night. I mean,
+19.
Just because he was holding his own on defense, I think clearly was getting the better of Harrison Barnes and anyone else who he was put on. and just I think showed the toughness that many have questioned about him, the edge, the toughness, the ability to win, because he'd been on a losing team for so many years. I think after finally enough playoff games, I think it came out in the biggest way last night.
No question. And how about the fans filling parking lots, filling parking decks, guys doing pull-ups on light posts? I mean, unbelievable performance by the fans of Cleveland last night as well. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we've got more of your calls. Let's just emote. Let's celebrate. Let's enjoy. Cleveland, you are the champions.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to the Cavs Championship Edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Nathan Segura and Sir Andrew Gribble will go back to the phone lines now. Ryan in Louisville. Ryan, welcome. Alan Mansfield. I even said the Louisville right there. Come on.
Yeah, turning point for me was, and I doubt they'll ever do this again, was when they called LeBron a crybaby.
Yes.
Because after that, he played like a man possessed. It was like, okay, that if that's what you think, we'll show you that I'm not.
I think that, as I said, when it was 3-1, Draymond gets suspended. They do those pressers talking all kinds of trash, and I think that that was the fatal mistake, because once it got through game five, it was over. I said it. It was over. O-V-E-R. It was over. And that's what ended up happening. They went out and they got it done. Let's go now to Rob on his cell. Rob, welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
It's Rodney, but I'm so hoarse I can't even say my own name.
That's all right, Rodney. What's up going on, bro?
Hey, I just want to say a couple really quick things, being a fan for 40-some years, living here for 30-some. All the twists and turns that took place this year, whether it was the coaching, the things that was on 30-30 on ESPN, what a combination of timing with that stuff. But what I want to say is we went downtown last night after the game. They handled it so well and not letting any vehicles down there to cause any more chaos. The people down there were first-class citizens. I saw no problems. I saw no fights. I saw no destruction of property. People were enjoying themselves, smiling, and laughing. Be proud of yourself, Cleveland. Be proud of yourself. That was a great show last night.
It certainly was, and I think you make a good point that there was a lot of class on display by the people of Cleveland, because you've seen situations like this where cities go and they end up rioting and burning cars, and there was none of that. It was just joy and relief and certainly a well-deserved championship for a great, great city.
Yeah, I thought the decision to close off downtown. When Mike Breen said that on the broadcast, I was like, oh, is he just being hyperbolic about, just about how crazy downtown was? And I look at my phone, I was like, wow, they really closed downtown. You can't drive in there. Yeah, you just can't get in there. And I'm also wondering, do you think the reaction was so good mostly because, like, as I described, a lot of people were feeling just this surreal feeling. They didn't even know how to feel. Like, tone down the craziness? This just the shock?
I did talk to a lot of people, and I think that was it. I also think that from talking to some people who were downtown last night that you couldn't actually get into bars and get alcohol because it was so crowded that the people in there were able to get it, but they were not able to meet the demand of people in terms of alcohol, which I think is probably a good thing. But I think that you're right. I think people were kind of stunned. They were just happy, and they were, it kind of just changed your whole mindset. All of a sudden you go from Cleveland, the city where we never win anything, to now they won.
Yeah, I went to another place in Lakewood last night. It was right kind of in the middle of town, and there's just like five people just in the street, just like swinging their shirts and like high-fiving every car that went by in the street. And I think a couple of them, I talked to them, they hadn't had a drink all night. I mean, it was just pure excitement and done in a very controlled way. The police drove by and like kind of gave him the positive sign, honked their horn and everything like that. It was a really positive environment out there last night. And I'm confident that I think the city would have handled it well had it gone the other way too. I think it would have. I think people would have been so shocked and sad that I still think it would have been all right. I think we'd have been okay.
Good news is we don't need to find
out
because they won. Stan in Brooklyn. Oh, my. Stan.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Stan, how are you on this championship day?
Is Wilhelm still at Bahaba?
Wilhelm is out in California.
I thought he was going to Bar Harbor.
I think he might be still out there, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I just want to state three things. I thank God for the Cavs winning. I thank God for the safety of the city and how professional everybody acted. Could you give me two requests for me, please, if you would? Give me an itinerary for the parade, and also could you play We Are the Champions before you go out the air?
The second one I can do for sure. The first, I don't know the itinerary for the parade.
It's still fluid.
It's still fluid, but I'm hearing Wednesday at 11.
Great station, great programming. Thank you, God, for bringing us a championship. Thank you.
Thank you, Stan. Let's go to Chuck in Columbus now. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Boy, what an exciting night that was.
The best. It's great. It surreal.
You're right, and we all don't know how to act, but I think it'll sink in someday soon. Hey, I got a question, and then I'll hang up. Does Anderson Varejao get a ring?
I believe he does, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, I heard some folks talking, like, just because Varejao was doling out some cheap shots these last couple games, like, oh, how do you give that guy a ring now if it happens? I think tension's cool, just like I think the hate of the Warriors is going down a little bit among Cleveland fans because we're also just happy that this team won and it didn't matter who they beat against. I would think both him and you got to give one to Blatt, wouldn't you? He got you halfway through the season. You got to give – does Cunningham get one, the guard that we had for the first half of the season? Does he get a ring?
I'm sure he does, but who knows?
I'd like to see them at the ceremony. It's like kind of the awkwardness, like you might have at a high school reunion or something.
That would be very, very awkward. I like this. So a police car was destroyed, and the Cleveland police chief said, "We were all in, so were the fans. Nothing major. We can get it fixed." I love that about Cleveland. Absolutely. All right. 216-578-0850. We'll go back to the phone lines as we wrap up our final half hour. We will play We Are the Champions for you, Stan the Man. I know you guys keep calling up. We'll get to you on this Cavs Championship Monday edition of CBD. Paid my dues, time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR. I've had my shadow and kicks in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go on. We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the That's right, Cleveland. We are the champions of the world. Nathan Segura, Andrew Gribble here on ESPN 850, a Cavs championship edition of CBD. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Dave in Hershey Pod. Dave.
Hey, guys. Wow, how lucky is Cleveland to have two once-in-a-generation players in their history like Jim Brown and now LeBron James?
Unreal.
And, I mean, as this kind of sinks in, I mean – the more you think about it, this is the kind of stuff that just legends are made of. This is a legendary way to win, not just to win. The way it played out, you know, down 3-1, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Historic. Never been done before.
Yeah, and at the end of that game, I mean, I'm sitting there and I turn to my wife. I go, whoever scores next is going to win this game. And there was miss after miss after miss.
Nobody scored for over 4 minutes.
And then Curry hits that three. Oh, I mean, just getting chills again. The hairs are standing up on my arms just talking about it. Wow, how great is this, man?
It is unreal. 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 Something that should be savored and will be told for a long, long time.
and just a great, great moment for the great, great people of Cleveland. Craig, welcome to the show.
Appreciate your show. I just wanted to give a shout out to LeBron and say thank you for not forgetting where you came from. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for knowing the importance of what a championship means to this town. And I thought it might be appropriate if you got any of the audio out there of his I'm coming home letter.
Which was just
thanks, guys.
Unbelievable in the letter. And there's Lee Jenkins, who penned that article for Sports Illustrated, has a new one, promise delivered by LeBron James, which you certainly can read right now at Sports Illustrated. And it's surreal. I mean, it's amazing. You can't make it up. It almost follows, you know, the script where you think things are going well and then you have the setback and he leaves and then he's back and then you don't win. And then now he's done it. LeBron James has done it. And, you know, winning this series now 3-4 in the finals as opposed to 2-5, huge difference. And a guy that's been there six straight times. And you got to think, as long as he stays with the Cavaliers, they're going to be going to many, many more finals.
And you just look at him at 31. He's got a lot of miles on his tires, but he looked as fresh at the end of this season as we've seen him in a couple years, I think. And that makes you believe he's got a lot of basketball ahead of him if that's what he wants to do. You know, if he wants to, he can play for a long time. And even when he regresses as a player, he can still give you a lot because of that all-around game that he has. It's going to be fun to watch and to really see how long he can play at this level. Because this is still, you know, people like to think that he's in his post prime. I mean, this is what happened over this series is as prime as it gets. I mean, you're not playing. He really hasn't played any better than this.
No, this was as good as it gets. This was as good as he's ever been and as aggressive and dominant as he's ever been when he needed it the most. That's exactly what he did. He delivered the kind of performance, the stuff that legends are made of. LeBron James certainly is that. 216-578-0850. Let's go now to Vic in Sheffield Lake. Vic.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm in my car. I was just going to say, I dropped you guys off a CD yesterday that was about Seth Curry. Did you happen to play that?
No, we didn't even see it, but I will look for it now that I'm aware of it. Where'd you drop it off to?
I dropped it right at the gallery.
That's at ESPN Studios. That's not us here. So Matt Fontana can look for that. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that's okay. Anyway, I'm just going to say, I'm a has-been DJ from Cleveland. I was on in the 80s.
Okay.
On G98. And there's a lot of things I've heard on the radio and on television today, and I'm experienced in media. I've never seen the city of Cleveland feel like it feels today. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I hope people appreciate it.
I hope they do, and I certainly think that they do appreciate it. What an amazing, amazing day it is. DP and Pepper Pike, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. First of all, thanks for taking a break from the Browns for a day.
Yeah, well, certainly a pretty big story. We certainly
it converges with the biggest moment in Cleveland sports in about the last 5 years. Plus, this is literally the slowest time for the Browns. They're all on vacation.
I was talking with a friend, and they were saying, yeah, I mean, the Cavs won the championship. The Indians could possibly do some damage this year, and you know, the Browns hired, you know, the best coach that was available, you know, back in the winter. So, you know, maybe the Browns, you know, they're going to turn their fortunes around as well. So, I mean, it's not all, you know, it's sort of like all for one, one for all. And I lost my voice, obviously, cheering in game six down at the Q. But I got to say, you guys have done a great job. And I actually predict with the new salary cap that the Cavs will be able to bring in a fourth all-star. And I wanted to hear what you guys think of that idea. Like,
they have to wait one more year, though, right?
I think the Cavs' hands are kind of tied because
for 1 year, but then the new cap
because they're so over the cap already with in luxury tax.
I think they will be, you know, getting rid of some guys. Unfortunately, you know, Mozgov, maybe, who knows? I don't want to talk negatively today, but you know, I think there may be room where with the new salary cap that's going up about $24 million per year that the Cavs could possibly sign a fourth All Star. And I want to know what you guys think. And Go Cleveland. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. 216-578-0850. Dan in Brecksville, welcome.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to shout out to LeBron. I was at the party downtown at the City Bar. The last 2 minutes, the bar was going crazy because everybody was scared. But I don't know what it was. I was very, very calm. I was the only one at the bar that wasn't. I was just sitting there, and I just said, I looked at the Warriors, and I said, they're done. They're out of gas. I said, LeBron broke their will.
Yep.
And everybody was like, no, just don't. You know, as I looked, it's over. I'm telling you, it's over. And I never felt so calm. It's crazy, man.
I agree with you, and I think that they hadn't been pushed or tested like that. Everything was almost too easy for them. And I don't think Steph Curry answered the bell.
No. The adversity just – no one on that team really responded. You saw Clay in spurts. He had a great first half in game five and then just kind of vanished. These last couple games was really not good at all yesterday for the Warriors. I think Draymond responded in a huge way last night. But – when you get a performance like that out of Draymond, you're supposed to win. And no one else stepped up around him. And I think the moment was just too big for Harrison Barnes. And that just killed him. And I think that I keep going back to that Bogut thing. I know everyone was like, oh, this guy only plays 12 minutes per game. But say the Cavs, if they'd lost someone like a Richard Jefferson or even like a Shumpert in the series, if you're losing a guy that plays minutes in the finals for you, it's going to hurt you no matter how much. You know, there's a reason why those guys are on the floor. Your rotations are pared down to the guys that you can count on. If you lose a guy that you can count on, it's going to hurt you, whether it's in a trickle-down kind of way like it did the Warriors or a direct way, like losing Draymond in Game 5. Did for them.
Absolutely. And you know what? So sad. Too bad.
Not after last year, just zero sympathy.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. It's just it made you the narrative after the first two games was, oh, it didn't make any difference that the Cavs didn't have Kyrie and Kevin Love last year. Now all of a sudden, oh, what if the Cavs had Kyrie and Kevin Love for last year's series too? That's what you wonder.
That's what you do wonder that now, and I'm sure Warriors fans, they think that the fix is in and that the NBA rigged it. I've heard all the crying from them, and yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Game 7 at home.
The NBA is really conspiring against its MVP and a 73-win team. They must not be doing a good job of conspiring.
It's first unanimous MVP.
Yeah.
Ever.
Who's incredibly as popular as it gets with kids and the future of your audience.
He shouldn't be. He stinks. Kids, find a basketball player who has a floor game. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up here with your final thoughts before we hand things over here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cavs Championship Edition of CBD. Last chance to share your experiences with us, but ESPN Cleveland will have you covered all day long talking about this unbelievable Cavs victory. Let's go to Jack on a cell. Jack, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, in 1976, my father passed away. I was 12. He was 35 of a heart attack, and we hit some games against the Bullets and Celtics during the, you know, Miracle Richfield years. And 40 years later, to have the Cavaliers go come back from, down three games and win this championship on Father's Day truly is amazing. It shows you how resilient the city is and how the Cavaliers were. And I'm so touched. Not that I think it's personal for me, but just how it went down on Father's Day. And he died 2 months after that season, so... It's truly, really, truly touched me, and I appreciate you guys taking Cavs calls on the Brown Show today.
Yeah, of course. It's phenomenal, and it's a great thing for the city of Cleveland. We certainly know that we are part of this great community, and all you can do right now is focus on the biggest sports story in maybe Cleveland history, certainly in the last 52 years, the biggest sports story in this great city. 216-578-0850. Barry in Lexington, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, in keeping with the Father's Day theme, you know, I got to watch a game with my father and my two sons. In 43 years, I've never seen my father cry, and he cried last night because he said it was a part of history, and just so excited for the city of Cleveland, the state of Ohio. you know, thank you, LeBron, and just so happy, and thank you guys.
Thank you very much, and it is awesome. There's a great article. Brian Windhorst has a great one right now at ESPN.com chronicling last night. And then Lee Jenkins at Sports Illustrated's article, The Promise Keeper, LeBron Realizes His Dream with the Title for Cleveland, just riveting. And also Joe Hayden at Monday Morning Quarterback, LeBron and the Cavs Show the Way. The curse is dead, he starts off with. And some just great articles, great reading. You guys can keep this going on really all day, all week, all month long, as you should.
I'm watching
all
everything.
Year long.
I'm just taking it all in. I'm reading everything. I got up this morning at like 6:45, which, you know, that was about a few hours of sleep total. But I was ready to just start.
I couldn't go to bed last
everything.
Night. I couldn't.
You know, I was at the bar and just everyone. The place had about 40 or so people in it, and it froze during every Cavs press conference. Like the audio was still on full blast. People were hanging on to every word with LeBron, with Ty Lue, with everyone. People were just so into everything with the game last night, and I think it's just going to keep continuing on. It's why you're seeing people snatch up the merchandise and everything. It's just the excitement level is just through the roof.
As it should be. It's a remarkable time, and it's something that is so well-deserved for this great, great city. And, yeah, I couldn't stop watching. My kids finally passed out after a little bit of money in the bank. They had tapped out. They could go no more. And I was just thinking to myself, man, this is just something unbelievable and just so special. And it was just so genuine, so raw. And, you know, it was funny being with Clevelanders, lifelong Clevelanders, they would not believe that it was over. Like you said, you and Mo Spates shot, then you're like, oh, they expected, you know, they were going to make a three, then there was going to be a foul, we'd make both free throws, or maybe we'd only make one, and then they'd make another three at the buzzer, and it'd be either overtime or a Cavs loss. And no, not anymore. It's over. There is no curse.
I thought it was over after Dante Jones thought it was over when he started running to the court. I hadn't yet thought it was over until Dante Jones was at about midcourt.
He was the first one on the court, sure.
He knew it was over before anyone else did.
Yeah, I knew it was over when I called it. As soon as they went up five, I said, this game is over. And it was. What a great treat. Enjoy it. ESPN Cleveland will have you covered all day long here on a historic day in the great city of Cleveland, the great state of Ohio. We want to thank all of you callers. We'll keep it going. We'll talk Cavs all week. We don't care. We'll talk whatever you guys want, but just want to thank our producer, Matt Fontana. Great job today. Sir Andrew Gribble, Nathan Zagura here saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR. The championship celebration continues next.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and ESPN 850 WKNR.